In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. We really do live in amazing times. Never before in the history of mankind have we lived in such luxury. When it gets cold, we just turn up the heat. When it's stifling hot in the summer, we just crank the AC. If you're hungry, just go down to Walmart, and they have more food than anyone could possibly ever eat. We have an insatiable desire to be entertained and served and accommodated at every turn. We sleep in warm, cozy beds every night, and then we wake up in the morning and go to the gym because there's really no reason to get physical exertion and exercise otherwise. Sicknesses that once were deadly can now be cured with antibiotics. And we can do things surgically that people just 200 years ago could never have even imagined. And yet it seems that the more that we have, the more that our basic physical needs are met, the less thankful we have become. While people 1,000 years ago would be grateful for a simple morsel of bread, we today are cast into a pit of despair when Bath and Body Works doesn't have our favorite scented candle in stock. I wonder if that's a message from the Lord. I actually think that light's on a timer, so I'm going to go with that. So it's no wonder that we have a hard time relating to our reading from Matthew's Gospel this morning. Unlike the people of Jesus' day, very few of us are probably ever anxious about what we're going to eat or what we're going to drink or what we're going to wear on any given day. All of you, I'm sure, woke up this morning and had a closet full of clothes to choose from and a pantry full of breakfast cereals from which to pick. But just because we have a hard time relating to the people of Jesus' day does not mean that Jesus' words can't still speak to us today. The question we need to ask ourselves, and especially on this day where we're called to give thanks, is what is it that we must be thankful for? Now, as human beings, we have three fundamental worldly desires. We have a desire for provision, we have a desire for power, and we have a desire for prestige. Now, provision refers to our fundamental physical needs like food and shelter. But especially today, it's much more than just that. These days, it would include things like a nice house, a fancy car, and perhaps the latest technology. But the problem with provision is that no matter how much we have, there's always something else that we desire. There's always something else that we want. I remember when I was 12 years old, I was learning how to play the guitar, and I had this old cheap nylon string guitar, and it was not rock and roll at all. And I really wanted an electric guitar. And I thought to myself, if only I had an electric guitar, that's all in the world I would ever want or need. I would be completely satisfied. And so one day, I went down to the music store, and my dad bought me this beautiful, sparkle blue Memphis Stratocaster and a little tiny practice amp. And oh man, was I excited. I was so stoked to finally have an electric guitar and to feel what satisfaction actually felt like. And it was great for about a week. And then I realized, well, this guitar is fine, but what I really wanted was an authentic Fender Stratocaster, like I saw him playing on the videos on TV. And what I discovered is that no matter how many guitars I eventually got or what kind they were, I always wanted more and I always wanted better. I was never satisfied. That desire that we have for provision always leaves us feeling empty because ultimately it is insatiable. Well, next on our list is power. And for some strange reason, we all want to be in charge. Now, of course, we need leaders in the world, and there are many good ones out there, but oftentimes, people who want to lead really ought not to lead. We have a saying in the church, anyone who wants to be a bishop should never, ever be a bishop. For many of us, that allure of power is rooted in our own pride. It comes from our desire to be in control, to put ourselves in God's place. That was really the original sin of Adam and Eve. And that same desire still haunts us today. But we face the same problem here that we do when it comes to provision. When our appetite is for power, we realize that it's never fully satisfied. There will always be someone with more power. And at the same time, there will always be others who are trying to take it from us. King David himself knew the burden that comes with power. He spent most of his reign fighting off not only foreign enemies, but even his own friends and family who wanted to usurp his authority. David knew firsthand that power for power's sake is like a carrot on a string. The allure is always there, but it constantly remains out of reach. Now our final worldly desire is for prestige. We want to be famous. We want people to know who we are. We want to know that in a sea of faces, our face stands out. We want to know that ultimately we matter as individuals. And beyond that, we want to be worshipped and we want to be adored by others. But is that even possible? Now, these days, it's easier than ever to become famous. Just post a video of yourself doing something cool or maybe even dumb to Facebook or YouTube and just watch the love start rolling in. Or so we think. It won't be long before we start getting the haters. People who want to criticize and judge and cut us down. Fame may bring praise, but it brings equal parts scorn. I'm convinced that if I posted something on YouTube of me curing cancer, it wouldn't be long before I started seeing people comment and say, "So, you've just put all those cancer doctors out of work. Way to go, idiot." Now, for those people that achieve the highest level of fame, they quickly find that it's not at all what they had bargained for. They're constantly being hounded by photographers and crazed fans. They no longer have a private life, and everything they do seems to be newsworthy. What they thought would be a blessing quickly turns into a curse. So provision, power, and prestige. These are the things that we seek. These are the things that we think that we need. And we think that once we have them, we will at that time finally be thankful. But Jesus warns us against such foolish pursuits. He says in our reading today, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things will be added to you." He's telling us not to fix our eyes on the things of this world because they are transient. They are temporal and they will ultimately never satisfy us. Instead, we're called to focus on the kingdom of God, when Christ will restore all things and all creation will sing His praises. Now, in the world, we desire provision, but in the kingdom, the Lord will be all that we need. Revelation 21 tells us that in God's kingdom, that God's kingdom has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives light, and its lamp is the Lamb. In this world, we desire power, but in the kingdom, our heart's desire will be to serve the Lord in His power. Revelation 22 tells us that the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and His servants will worship Him. And in Revelation 4, we are told that the 24 elders cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are You, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power." In this world, we desire prestige. But in the kingdom, the only thing that matters is that our names are written in the book of life. In Revelation 3, Jesus tells us that the one who conquers will be clothed thus in white garments, and I will never blot his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. So as you give thanks on this day, remember to give thanks for the things that truly matter. Thank God that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. Thank Him that through faith in Christ, we might have eternal life, that death no longer has power over us. Thank Him that one day this fallen world will be restored and we will be raised to a new life in Him. Seek first the kingdom of God and rejoice that your name is written in the book of life. Amen.